limits to the mercy and forbearance of God. There are those who by their impenitence, under the beams of light that have shone upon them, are very near the line where the forbearance of God is exhausted. In mind and heart they are saying, "My Lord delayeth his coming," and they are eating and drinking with the drunken, but God declares of such, "Sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape." At this time, when great light is shining forth from the Word of God, making dark mysteries plain as day, is the day of mercy, of hope, of joy, and assurance to all who will be benefited thereby, to all who will open their hearts and minds to the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness. But there is an opposite class to this. Those who will not come to the light, who despise the truth because it exposes error and transgression and sin, and as a result, depravity and boldness and transgression are becoming all-pervading. There are diligent students of the word of prophecy in all parts of the world who are obtaining light and still greater light from searching the scriptures. This is true of all nations, of all tribes, and of all peoples. These will come from the grossest error and will take the place of those who have had opportunity and privileges and have not prized them. These have worked out their own salvation with fear and trembling, lest they should become deficient in doing the ways and will of God, while those who have had great light, through the perversity of their own natural heart, turned away from Christ because they were displeased with his requirements. But God will not be left without witnesses. The one-hour laborers will be brought in at the 11th hour and will consecrate their ability and all their entrusted means to advance the work. These will receive the reward for their faithfulness because they are true to principle and shun not their duty to declare the whole counsel of God. When those who have had abundance of light throw off the restraint which the word of God imposes and make void his law, others will come in to fill their places and take their crown. Now, we're going to read more, but let's do a little bit of commenting here. She's talking about two groups of people, one that are going to reject the light, one that are going to walk in the light. But she's specifically talking about people that have had great light that are going to reject it. And brothers and sisters, this is Adventism in the terminology of the spirit of prophecy. There is going to come a time when there's going to be a part of Adventism that is going to turn away from the Lord. And when this takes place, there's going to be a group of people outside of Adventism that have been studying and walking with the Lord that are suddenly going to realize the issues